I'm KUHF's Paul Pendergraft. Houston's changing demographics include an undeniable international component. The family roots of our newest residents reach all across the globe to virtually every country in the world. To celebrate that diversity, the Houston Grand Opera is presenting a unique musical performance Saturday called The Refuge. It's designed to celebrate Houston's growing immigrant community. The lyrics for this production come from quotes and stories gathered from first-person interviews of local immigrants. Houston author Leah Lax did the interviews, and she's also writing the lyrics for the production. This week, she's introduced us to immigrants who shared their stories, and today we meet Precious Brownell, a woman who, with her husband Anthony, immigrated to Houston from Africa.
Precious was a teenager. She met Anthony, saw him playing basketball, and he saw her and was completely smitten. And he pursued her. She was from a very protected home, very, very protective parents. And both of them lived in Monrovia, in the capital of Liberia, and both of them were fairly middle-class families. And then the rebels came marching into Monrovia, split the city in half, and Anthony somehow, a great peril, went across the lines of the other half of the city to Precious to make sure she was okay, and then couldn't get back to his family. What he didn't know is that while he was on the side where Precious was, the rest of his family was dragged out of their home and killed. Then he left, and she decided that she couldn't bear that, that she had to go find him. At this point, she was expecting his child, and that's the circumstance she's in when you hear her speak about going out on the road from the city, the road that was guarded by rebels, dead bodies everywhere, very angry and frightened people with guns who would shoot at a moment's notice.
We heard that the rebels had cut off right there at my school that I used to attend, and we had heard so many bad things about these rebels, how they were big, how they were this and that and the other. So we ran for help. I walked from about 6 in the morning to like 6 in the evening.
Shoes on your feet?
Slippers, you know, little flip-flop slippers. And I see my feet was swollen up. And after 6, 7 o'clock, nobody could be found around because it was like curfew. If they found you along the way, they could kill you. I was just looking at the bodies that were along the way to see whether maybe Tony was killed along the way, because they were killing more men. And there were dead bodies, I mean, swollen up. I've never seen, it was terrible.
She did find him. That's the great beauty of the story. They managed to make it out of the country on foot to a refugee camp in Benin Republic. And while all of this was going on, and the piece that you hear, older brother was sitting in Houston watching the upset in Liberia on CNN. Wondering if his family was alive. And a couple of months went by, and then he got a call from this refugee camp saying, "We're here, we're alive."
Precious Brownell's story is one of many included in Saturday's Houston Grand Opera performance of The Refuge, a unique musical production that pays tribute to Houston's diverse immigrant community. HPR, Houston Public Radio, will broadcast this performance live Saturday night, starting with a pre-show special at 7 o'clock. Information about Saturday's performance is on our website, kuhf.org. I'm Paul Pendergraft, HPR, Houston Public Radio.